This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Way traveling in any sense, air travel too, because of what we're seeing with gas. It's going to be an interesting weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Some of you may have already run for other parts where you can relax, hang out with the family, etc. Kate Delaney, I'm here in the studio and happy to be with all of you. So let's talk about the air travel boom. We can finally say that. Memorial Day, I think, really was kind of the official swing of let's open the doors. So we're going to make a comeback here, right, people? 60% more people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend, of course, compared to last year because nobody was traveling. That means about 37 million Americans will likely jump on a plane or have jumped on a plane. I mean, part of it is the amazing deals. The Southwest had crazy, insane deals where you could get to places for less than $100. But I'm wondering what will happen with the airline industry because it's still going to take a while to bounce back. I mean, they lost more than $370 billion last year because of the pandemic. Boeing CEO declared at the time that at last one airline would be pushed out of business. But instead, what's so strange, I mean, this just shows you this is the pandemic, the yin and yang. Two new airlines popped up, Avelo and Breeze Airways, because they were going after smaller airports. So they saw that that could be their niche, their piece of the pie. And there are others that are testing certain markets. I mean, that's air travel. So the growth of budget airlines, I think, is putting pressure on some of the larger airlines to come up with a way to offer cheaper flights, like JetBlue, Southwest, American, and Delta. But regardless, I mean, here's the gist of me telling you this. Memorial Day is travel time for a lot of people. There will absolutely be people that will travel by car. And gas prices are at a 7-year high. So that is not good for the 34 million who are not flying, but are who are instead hitting the roads and may have already done that. And part of it is probably the gas shortages that happened this month where you had Colonial shutdown. You know, that maybe affected a little bit. The lack of truck drivers to deliver the fuel, that's been a big problem. So the panic buying because of Colonial, the lack of drivers, that hits and affects oil prices. And for the first the prices, right? The nationwide average cost for a gallon of gas regular is $3.04. So if you compare that, it's up 58% from a year ago, but then we could say we were staying home. So that's the other thing. People were staying home. They were parking cars. They weren't traveling, and they weren't traveling on Memorial Day. And, you know, prices vary depending on the part of the country. We know that, and also stations because of the taxes, the fees, the supply from the refineries, from the various regions. 1/3 of U.S. stations are selling gas for more than $3 a gallon, but they're even higher in some other places. Every time I go to California, I'm not even shocked anymore. I just expect, bring your wallet. What's in your wallet? Nothing when you leave California. And listen, I lived there. I loved it at the time when I was living there, but it is a very expensive place to live, and gas is always high to me. I don't think I've ever been to California where I said, wow, I can't believe how cheap this gas is. Those words have never been uttered by me anyway, maybe by somebody else. Somebody who lives there, perhaps. I'm not sure. Hey, high fives to Christine Wormuth. She is now the first female Army secretary. So she was confirmed. They had this weird thing where they messed up the procedure, and first they confirmed her, and then they took it back, and then they had to confirm her again. And she's got the resume, and it seems as though until you get in the job and you've got to do the thing that you do when you're in that position, which is basically everything, delegate well, look at budgets, pay attention to so many other nuances of that role. She's got fans on both sides of the aisle, from what I understand from people I know. So she's the first woman to serve in the position for the Army, but not the first female for any of the United States Armed Forces. There has been a female Secretary of the Air Force several times. And, boy, that's a very, very big deal. So congratulations to her, and we certainly wish her well. She served as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy at one point. That was under Barack Obama. And, she contributed to counterterrorism operations. She engaged in defense relations with Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. And like I said, so she's got that resume, and she got confirmed. So that's that. We move on from the confirmation of a very big job to millions of dollars for getting vaccinated. The first winner in Ohio, Abigail Bruginski from Silverton, Ohio. She won $1 million, just got out of college. Her grandmother was encouraging her to get the vaccine before all of that. She went and got the vaccine. She said she couldn't believe that she won, but she did. And now in California, they're offering $116.5 million in vaccine prizes. That's a massive amount of money, because they're trying to get more people to get their shots. That's the upshot of that. That wasn't intentional, by the way. And then this sad story about 4,000 children who cross over the border. They're by themselves for the most part, which is heartbreaking to me, and they have nowhere to go. So where do they go? There's, in fact, 4,300 children, give or take, who are being held inside Fort Bliss at an emergency shelter. Notice I said emergency shelter. So what do you do when you're overrun? And some of the kids have been there for weeks. They haven't spoken to a caseworker. They haven't been reunited with a sponsor in the U.S. in any way, or any of that. So they say lice is growing rampant. There's lack of adequate training to work with the kids, because of course you'd have to be trained to be in that position. A lot of the kids are 13 to 17 that are temporarily housed there. They don't have showers and clean clothes. I mean, I'm asking myself a question that I've asked myself the entire time I've been on the air. Why do we have this situation? Why do we allow this to languish? Why does this happen? And we know many of those answers, and you have sent them to me throughout my, what is it now, 15 years of doing this particular show. There's no oversight. None. You have to have oversight somehow. Somebody has to be in charge. There has to be a point person to unravel this on the ground. And anybody who's visited, the few people that have visited, really describe some horrible situations. Most of the kids spend their days in warehouse-sized tents, girls and boys in separate quarters at least, you know, but they've been there 5 weeks. And it's all about trying to figure it out. One youth worker, I read this today, described it this way to me. It gave me chills. It's like The Walking Dead. That's what he said. They sleep on metal beds with two layers of green stuff that you put on your fence for privacy. Wow. All right, much more to come, including the man cave next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Welcome to the man cave, or romance cave, or anybody's welcome cave, if you want to talk a little sports. We're in the playoffs in the NBA and in the NHL. And, of course, we have fantastical money being spent for cards. Did you have trading cards when you were a kid? Did you have baseball cards, you know, where they stuck together and had the cheesy gum that practically broke your teeth? I know I had a bunch of them. There was a time period when my brother and I were collecting them. But I just happened to see this today. The Wayne Gretzky, the great one, the Gretzky rookie card sold for $3.75 million. It shattered all kinds of records. This is what they call it because they grade them. It was a graded gem mint 10, so it blew past previous records. And that's huge. So there's only a handful of cards out there that can reach those high highs, like Mickey Mantle, LeBron James, Mike Trout, Honus Wagner, Michael Jordan. You know, that's just not, you know, he's the greatest hockey player perhaps of all time and one of the most revered athletes. So it's not a shock necessarily, but it's his Edmonton Oilers rookie card. And it's it was weird to see it because I go back and look and like, oh my gosh, his rookie card, that is 1979. Now, there are two Topps versions of that card graded as a 9. So 10 being the best, 9, you know, next to that. The most recent Gretzky Topps card sold for $720,000 in December. Wouldn't it be nice to get money like that for the, let's see, I found this card and it's in good condition. It was in one of my boxes. I love those stories. That wasn't really the story with this, but I love those kinds of stories. So what do you want to make a bet? Tim Tebow makes it or doesn't make it. There's a sports book that set a touchdown prop of 2.5 for Tim Tebow, who is the Jags' tight end. So it is one of those bets, though, the over-under, 2.5 touchdowns this season. Because last week, the former Heisman Trophy winner signed with Jacksonville as a tight end, so not as a quarterback. But because of some of the trick plays you could do, or who knows, maybe he steps in, something happens, boom, instantaneously, he would be there. You know what? I would take on that. So will he throw more than 2.5 touchdowns? I would say yes, because I think you could set up that trick play, and he could be handy in that situation. You know, I like it for what it's worth. Not that I'm gambling on Tim Tebow and whether or not he's going to score 2.5 or less than 2.5, but it is kind of intriguing, I think. Yeah. The biggest drama in sports is the one I've talked about a few times, and it's what happens with the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, meaning Aaron Rodgers. He's the MVP. Of course, he's been splashed all over the place because he's in Hawaii vacationing with his fiance and her friends, a couple of them, another couple, and they were all over Instagram. So that's naturally being posted all over the place. And Packers, meantime, have Jordan Love, who's, you know, doing the OTAs and handling the reps. And he's there. He's the one that's in the camp for now. And it would be very different if you do not have Aaron Rodgers there. I mean, the Packers still hope they can lure him back from being disenchanted and not have to play Jordan Love. But they may have to. So in individual drills and throwing into nets and zipping the ball with some velocity and getting used to connecting with different tight ends, etc. I mean, that's what this is going to be. It's practice in May. If he looks good, is he going to look good when he gets to the regular season? So you just ask the Packers coach, Matt LaFleur. And what he would tell you is, and I saw a quote from him, he definitely has matured over the course of the year. You know, if I could be a fly on the wall, I would love to hear Matt LaFleur, the coach of the Green Bay Packers, conversation with his GM. For any of you out there in any work situation, when you lose your MVP or they're disenfranchised and somebody else has to pick up the slack and they have nowhere near the skills, is that a fun time? What's the answer to that question? No. Not a fun time. And for Packer fans, they are miserable about this. There's drama. You know, hey, there's drama in Green Bay. I mean, that's that. And either he's coming back or, you know, he's going to keep getting fined or whatever, and we'll see how ultimately it plays out. And we don't know. I mean, this is really a cliffhanger that's going to be around for a couple of months. I believe that. I don't think there's going to be a solid solution to this anytime soon. I could be wrong. I have been known to be wrong before. Ask again later. I shook the magic eight ball, and what can I tell you? That's it. That's all. How about this? You know, this is baseball. You get fined, you get banned, things happen, but Mickey Callaway has been placed on the ineligible list through the end of the 2022 season following Major League Baseball's investigation into his alleged sexual misconduct. So they're not playing here. Some details were originally reported in what I think is a great resource, The Athletic, some wonderful writers. So Rob Manfred, who's the Major League Baseball commissioner, wrote that the investigation concluded that Mr. Callaway violated MLB's policies and that placement on the ineligible list is warranted. The Angels issued a follow-up statement announcing they had fired Callaway as their pitching coach, adding, "We appreciate Major League Baseball's diligent investigation and support their decision." And then, of course, he's on the ineligible list right away, and he's eligible to apply for potential reinstatement at the conclusion of the 2022 season, and 25 years in baseball. There were five women who came forward, five women, all of whom work in the sports media, and they spoke to The Athletic under the condition of being anonymous. They accused Callaway of inappropriate behavior that included sending shirtless photos, requesting nude pictures, and in one instance, thrusting his crotch in a reporter's face while she was attempting an interview. So this is a guy who had been with a couple of different organizations. He was with the Indians as a pitching coach and the New York Mets as a manager. And the Angels hired Callaway as their pitching coach after the 2019 season, and then, of course, suspended him in February, and then this investigation from MLB played out over the next 3 months, and now there's what they said, you know, this is what they've concluded and come up with. And, yeah, there's going to be no place for that in what now has taken place. That's, boy, that's for sure. All right, worth mentioning this, you know, we look at what's happening in the playoffs, and it's interesting to see as the playoffs roll through on a holiday weekend for Americans anyway. When I looked at the games last night, I was watching what happened with the Islanders, and New York won that series by beating the Penguins. Remember, it's always about the Penguins for you hockey heads out there, stick and puck fans, as I say. They won 5-3. So how about that? Tampa Bay in their series, not necessarily a surprise. The Bolts, I spent a lot of time in Tampa, and they won their series by shutting out the Panthers 4-0. They won the series 4-2. Meanwhile, the Golden Knights and the Wild beat the Golden Knights 3-0, so that series is pretty interesting. They are tied at 3 apiece in that series, and it's been a pretty interesting series, and the winner will be to be determined. I guess that's the way to say it, to be determined. So there you have it. The NBA this time around has gotten me pretty intrigued, because we're seeing some teams that of course have not been there, like the Mavericks, and the Mavericks are doing well. The Mavericks have a beat on, I'm going to call it a beat, they have a beat on their series after beating the Clippers earlier this week, 127-121. You know, we look ahead for them, and the Mavericks can wrap up the Clippers on Friday night at the American Airlines Center, and that place would just go wild if that happens, because this is that's a huge series for them. They've been waiting with Luka Doncic, their superstar point guard, to go through the playoffs and go a little bit further, and this could absolutely be the time for the Dallas Mavericks. All right, we're closing the door to the man cave, and we're heading to Australia for a conversation with Manjula Rao. You will love this lady. She's so fascinating and filled with so much positivity, and you'll want to hear this, so stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers are battling over the forming of a panel that would investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol.
A national bipartisan independent commission to report on the events of January 6th is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. GOP leader Mitch McConnell said it's not necessary.
Multiple Senate committees are conducting their own bipartisan inquiries. And obviously the role of the former president has already been litigated exhaustively.
Six Senate Republicans said they would vote in favor of the proposed commission, which passed in the House. President Biden spoke in Cleveland about his infrastructure plan. He said America is not respected.
The 13th best infrastructure in the world. Come on.
The president said he wants to raise corporate taxes to build a better America. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his two-day Mideast tour in an effort to shore up the fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terror group in Gaza. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Amman was the last stop for the secretary, where he met with King Abdullah II, thanking the Jordanian monarch for his role that led to an end of the 11-day bloody conflict. Mr. Blinken said the countries in the region must work together if there is to be lasting peace.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
While in the region, Mr. Blinken also met with the Israeli Prime Minister, assuring Mr. Netanyahu that Jerusalem had a right to defend itself and the Hamas rulers in Gaza would not benefit from any reconstruction effort put forth by the international community. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now from Australia, Manjula Rao. Wow. She really is a powerhouse. And something happened in her life that changed her, I'm going to say, destiny, her path greatly. And this can change your path, too. So the books are these, The Path to Eternal Truth. Listen to this. Teaching on Love, Joy, Happiness, and Abundance, Volume 1, and Path to Eternal Truth, Volume 2. Manjula, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Kate. I'm highly honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to have you. So tell me about your chance meeting that completely changed your life.
Yeah. I met Tim Tolliver in the year 2004. It was in a small place called Dwarka, which is Gujarat, the western part of India. And I met him at about 7:30 in the evening, with no introduction of any kind. It was like just walk into the room, and there he was sitting. It was a destiny path. I was meant to be there, and we were just meant to meet. It happened so beautifully that I didn't even know that he is Shankaracharya, which is such a big post in India. It is the Pope exact, the same level. And when I met him, I just... nothing happened. We just started talking like normal. And he asked me, where have you come from? I said, from Australia. He said, all right, okay, what do you do then? I said, well, we work, we manufacture furniture. So he said, what about? And then he said, all right, sit down. until he gives you the permission, you don't sit, you know. That's how that's one of the things that I already know. I sat down in front of him and he said, what would you like me to tell you? I said, I've come here. I don't even know how I came because there was nobody who brought me to your room even. But now that I've come here, I would like to hear some words of wisdom from you. And he said, okay, can I tell you the first thing? That you have to tell yourself this all the time. I am not this body, the mind, this memory. And whatever it is, you are just a pure soul. And I will tell myself that. And he said in Hindi, can I say that in Hindi, Kate?
Yes.
Okay. He said, main ye shareer nahi hu, man buddhi chitta mein nahi hu. Main sirf ek atma. I am not the body. I am not the memory. I am not the mind. I am just a pure soul. That's it. That was the first line. And after that, when I told people, they said, what does it mean? I said, well, go and ask him. I am not going to tell you. Because if you can tell yourself you're not the body, you do not have an identification with the body. You do not have any attachment to the body. The same thing is, we don't have attachment to our family, there is no misery. He said, wherever there is attachment, there is misery. No attachment, no misery. So these are some things that I learned from him on the first meeting, 2004, 21st of January, 7:30 p.m.
Wow.
Today, it is crystal clear in my mind, Kate, I cannot forget that moment. And in the most auspicious place of India, where Lord Shri Krishna ruled for 100 years. So that is why Dwarka is very close to my heart. I close my eyes and I'm in Dwarka with Lord Shri Krishna. I see that place as the start of my spiritual life. My journey began there. And it has been a beautiful journey till now. And I'm connected to His Holiness. Just, I can close my eyes and there I am. It's so beautiful that the moments that I've spent with him, I'm always cherishing them. I keep on visiting all of those moments. It's
so
nice.
So you write the books because you want people to know and to know those things I said that are so elusive to so many in America, in Australia, in the UK, around the world. Happiness, abundance. Who's going to say they don't want that? But what are they doing that they're not getting it and they don't know what it means?
Happiness, the word sounds nice. Happy. But to be happy, you can't go and buy it in a shop. If you go to London, you can't get it in Harrods. If I come to the U.S., I can't get it in any of your top shops. It may be going to Barnes & Noble and pick a book on happiness. No. Or in Australia. It is already inside you. It is in your system. But do we know where it is? No, we don't. Because we live a selfish life. We always think about us, our attachments. It's always the me. Can we get out of that me and think about somebody else? If you think even in that way, you're happy. Get up in the morning and think, what can I do today night? Can I give somebody even a cup of coffee in your office without that person asking first? Or when you enter your office, hello everybody, how are you today? Or when I go for a walk with my dog, you say good morning to the person who's in front of me. Maybe he's a grumpy old man, but when you say that good morning, and give him a wide smile, there is nothing in the world that he cannot smile at me. Because it's an infectious thing. He is going to abuse me. So you see, there I got my little happiness. Then I come home and I get ready to go to work. I go to work and I ask all the boys, how are you today? If somebody is not smiling, can I give you a dollar for a smile? And it's like, alright. So you see, happiness is so beautiful. Joy. Abundance. Our life, we always want abundance because we all have craving for that word abundance. It's in love, it's in your house, it's in your car, it's in your job, your business, everywhere you want abundance in your life. But for abundance to come to you, what do you do for it? Life is two-way traffic. It cannot be a one-way. If you want abundance, you have to see to it that the other person in front gets something too. do think about helping people, a kind word to somebody, anything. I mean, just get out there and do it. If you do that, that's where that happiness will come. Joy is already there. Abundance will have to follow after that. It's a guaranteed formula. And his holiness, who is 98 years today, he lives it. He lives on that path. He never forces anybody to give the money or to take it because he says, it is only by example. Look at me and you follow me. So the book came about like that. The path to eternal truth is only because I saw the way he lives and the way he lives. So why not get those words out into the world? Let the whole of America read it. Because that's how it is. I mean, you're not spending anything for that. If you can get happiness into your life, I think that's the most expensive thing you've got in your life.
And as you say, and you read the books, it's about taking the action. It's reading it and absorbing it.
Yes.
Right?
You have to do the right action, and you have to remember that every day you have to do one good action, one good word. Get out there and do it. Maybe every morning you want to give somebody just a cup of coffee for no reason. Buy somebody lunch for no reason. Put $10 in a box for no reason. Don't pull something to get something. It's not a business we are conducting. I cannot say I'm giving you $20, Kate, but I must get back $40. It doesn't work like that. It's not a business. Give it and forget it. Let the right hand know it is not what the left hand is doing. If you do that, the happiness is there. It's guaranteed. You can start feeling it. Happiness can be shown. How can I show happiness to somebody? I can only show it through my action. That is why the right karma has to be done. Karma is action. It's the path of action. You don't have to sit. You don't even have to go to a temple or a church. Just do the right action. Be nice to people, kind to people, loving to people. Happiness will come. The moment you're nice to people, you start feeling yourself. Inside, it becomes lighter. Your heart starts actually calming, and it's so beautiful. Everyone has a different experience, I suppose. But it is a guarantee of experience. That's what I feel. And I just say that because I feel it all the time. My energy is not coming from outside. I'm not taking extra energy pills or tablets. It's just wake up in the morning, okay, now today what am I doing? Oh, yes, okay, I have to do that. And I know that it's giving something to someone. It can be love, a good word, an email, a Facebook, Instagram, anything. But that made me happy. I just look forward. Even taking my doggy for a walk made me happy. So that guy is so happy. He's sniffing every blade of grass on the road. I literally crawl on the road. I don't walk. But that is happiness to me. So happiness is there, my friends. Go and get it. And just remember that reading the words of a self-realized saint is guaranteed happiness. And once the pandemic clears, I would welcome all of you to come to India and to visit him. And that will be ultimate happiness. Because he's 6 feet, 6 inches in height. Which is not a normal Indian height. Indians are not so tall. And, but the face that glows with love is all that he wants. And he can change the world.
Wow. You couldn't have said it any better. We have to stop there because I want people to get your book and to feel the things that you talked about. Manjula Rao, you can get these books on Amazon, The Path to Eternal Truth,
yes.
Teaching on Love, Joy, Happiness, I love these words, Abundance, Volume 1, and Path to Eternal Truth, Volume 2. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, and I would request all of the people out there, please buy those books. Thank you,
guys.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye. You too. This is
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Susan Ann Drayson joins us, and she's written a book called The Crystalline Planet. Susan, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
You and I talked off the air, and we talked about a lot of things. You can tell I'm really interested when I take so many notes. I feel like I'm back at Ohio University, so that's a compliment to you.
That's a good thing.
And one of the things that's really cool, first of all, congratulations. This is your first novel. And, you know, I say everybody has a story, but they just don't tell it. Or they have a story that they want to write and they don't do it. So congratulations, seriously, on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. You talked about writing since high school. So what did it feel like to actually complete this?
Well, I have done other writing. I did start in high school doing the short stories, poetry, whatever I felt like. And then I had a career in the medical field for 35 years. During that time, I took a creative writing course, knew that I had someday would write a book, but I started writing articles for magazines. I live in Central California, the great San Joaquin Valley, and wrote for magazines, internet, whatever I could find on health and wellness. So I'm not new to writing,
yeah,
but new to books, especially sci-fi.
I know, and I love sci-fi. And so you take us to the crystalline planet. What's it like?
Yes.
And we're talking about in the future, like 100 years in the future.
We are, and I attended a Central Coast conference and met a well-known author, Jonathan Mayberry, showed him a few pages, attended his workshop, and was encouraged to write about worlds. That's what's so wonderful. I created a world. We are living 100 years into the future on the moon, on a colony, moon base. And the story centers around Sam, who is working kind of as a diplomat, an ambassador, so to speak, for the moon colony, has a best friend named Christopher, who's an archaeologist. Christopher travels to the crystalline planet, a new planet, just been discovered, and then he disappears. No one's heard from him. Sam is going to go to this new planet, explore it, on a quest to find his friend.
Wow. And so I know you don't want to give everything away, but take us further into that. What's that like? And my imagination just goes in so many different directions, as I imagine the listeners are thinking that too. What's that like?
Well, Sam is on the planet. He's investigating the terrain, and he notices some inhabitants. He's seaside, and there's a strange shimmering in the air. And he follows the inhabitants, and they are wearing a crystal pendant around their neck. As he gets to know them, they seem to know him already, and they were expecting him. As the story continues, he meets other inhabitants with different crystal pendants, and the crystals are actually infusing energy into the beings, and they're being influenced by these crystals. So the readers are going along with this journey, and they're going to learn about the beings, the different terrain of this new planet. They're going to explore it with Sam. So it's pretty, it's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. Susan Andreessen is with us, and her book is The Crystalline Planet. And we're talking about your book and sci-fi. And, what is it about sci-fi that's so intriguing to us? Is it the exploration, the possibilities, the things we don't know?
It is. You know, as a species, we're always looking for answers, and we love solving mysteries and solving puzzles. So to go into unknown worlds, it's exciting. We're natural-born explorers. We're still exploring. In space, there's the final frontier, more places to go, more things to see.
Boy, that's true. What do you hope listeners take away from reading your novel?
I hope they enjoy the ride. This is a trilogy. This is the first book on the Crystal Cavern trilogy, where Sam and Christopher are on the new planet. In the second book, they come back to Earth. The third book, back to Allura. So the whole journey is going to be a little extended. And there's some mysteries, some intrigue, some truths uncovered about Sam's family that he didn't know. So he's going to find that the beings aren't so different than us on another planet. There's common threads. And I think that's what I want people to take away from it, to enjoy the books, to have fun on the journey, but to realize that no matter where we are, there's a common denominator with all of us.
So here's the thing. I think of you going to like a reunion and people say, "Hey, so Susan, what have you been up to?" And I think of you blowing their mind when you say, "Well, I'm actually on the second part of my trilogy, and here's my first book." That's got to feel really good.
It does. It really does. Anyone who did know me back in the day knew that creative writing was a joy for me and that I did like sci-fi. Little did anyone know that I would take it this far. And I am really enjoying the journey.
Yeah. You know, you have to write to Jonathan Mayberry and tell him, and you got to send him your book.
I will. I'll thank him for his encouragement. It really did help.
Yeah. So that's good stuff. And again, you can get The Crystalline Planet on Amazon and anywhere where books are sold. And we look forward to those other two books too as well. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
right. Thanks to Susan for that, and the best of luck with her endeavors. I love writers who, you know, talk about just stepping into it, just having the guts to do it. Because a lot of people talk about writing all kinds of books, children's books, novels, thrillers, sci-fi, and they just don't do it. And can you imagine? I always think of how many gems there are out there that we don't know about, which is why I love talking to authors, and I love the fact that we're, you know, talking to authors here on the show. It's become one of my really fun passions to unravel and share the stories of these folks who have written some really wonderful stories. I call them high impact authors, right? Everybody has a story. What's yours? All right, speaking of that, you can share thoughts with me through the miracle of the mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Re-racking some of the top things that we're talking about. I say the buzz in the land. That's how this show is. What are we talking about? And I think, without a doubt, the sadness over what happened in San Jose. A ninth person died, so 9 victims, knowing, specifically being hunted down by, ultimately, the shooter who killed himself, and this was at a California rail yard, and the stories of the people just are, it's just chilling that that happened. It is. It's chilling because the amount of people affected by it, we don't even know. We know that certainly if you look at being a brother, being a husband, being a nephew, being a son, all those titles come along with a whole bunch of people who are very sad and now have to fill their hearts with memories. And I think it's just the toughest thing in the world. Boy, not tough for Abigail Bujinski, I think it's Bujinski. She, and I apologize if I butchered that, she's in Ohio. She graduated from college and she got a vaccine. Yeah, she got a COVID vaccine and she won $1 million. Ohio's first Vax-a-Million lottery winner. And I wonder if that's going to be incentive for other people to line up and get vaccinated. California thinks so. So they're offering $116.5 million in vaccination prizes. I talked about this earlier in the show. But I don't know if it really incentivizes people. Maybe seeing her and thinking, well, your odds are better than winning the regular lottery and just getting a ticket. So maybe it's, enough. Pack your patience if you're headed to the airport. It's going to be a mob scene. Maybe you're going on Friday, maybe Saturday, Sunday, whatever. They're seeing that there's a big surge in last-minute flights being booked. More people are getting used to the fact that now we're out of the pandemic, so to speak. The number of passengers traveling through U.S. airports each day is closing in on a milestone, 2 million. That's down from pre-pandemic levels of 2.4 million to 2.6 million, but it's way up from where we were last time. In the summer, it never topped 1 million, which is crazy. So lockdowns, quarantines, all of that being lifted, and people deciding they're going to go travel, take a vacation, or go see people they haven't seen in a long time. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and thanks for joining us.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.